Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Always glad when some of my northerner friends get to enjoy a little southern hospitality. And there's a great town called Charlotte. Real fun place. And Anne Liguori's enjoying it this week during the PGA Championship. Anne, how have you found the southern hospitality in Charlotte?
Oh, my goodness. Everybody's so friendly down here, and it's beautiful. I'm actually staying with my cousins.
Really?
So I can actually visit some family while I'm covering the PGA Championship.
Okay, what has been the most compelling storyline to you as we enter into the final round today?
Well, you know, I like Kevin Kisner, and I like Chris Shroud. In fact, you know, Kevin Kisner, speaking of Charlotte, he has family here. He spends Thanksgiving and Christmas here. He's played this golf course a lot because his brother-in-law's father is a founding member.
Wow.
And that helps. That really helps if you're familiar with the course and the changes here. But I have to say, Chris Shroud, I was listening to him yesterday in the press conference. I really like this guy. I mean, he's been toiling on the PGA Tour 11 years, never won a thing. And then a week ago, he wins this tournament that gets him into this major. He wins the Barracuda Championship.
Right.
And, you know, he just said he was so frustrated for the first couple of years because he wasn't winning. And then 6 months ago, something clicked. And he said, I don't know if I'm ever going to win. I don't know if I'm going to be number one in the world. I don't know if I'm going to be good enough. But you know what? I love this game. I'm going to respect it. I'm going to be grateful to be out here. I wake up every day. I'm grateful to have a chance to play. I'm healthy and just let it all fall into place. And boy, what an attitude.
It's a great story.
It's a great story.
Really great story. Matsuyama and Oosthuizen, they both have their opportunity to make a move up the board today. But it does have an American feel towards the top.
It does. It does. I mean, you have Kisner who's, you know, leading by one. You have Shroud right behind him. Justin Thomas. Grayson Murray, Scott Brown. I mean, yeah, it has an American feel. I mean, you mentioned Oosthuizen, and he's dangerous. I mean, he's the only,
yes.
It's one player in the top 15 who's won a major, and it's Louis. So you can't discount the South African because he can sneak up on you anytime. But, yeah, I'd love to see an American win. And, you know, we may see one of these guys who's never, you know, really mentioned in the conversation of top players, top American players. And, you know, it'd be nice to see. Kisner has played this course so methodically. And, you know, he's been really, really sharp this week. And you can't be aggressive on this golf course. You have to, you know, just play for par and be patient. And it would be nice to see, you know, he's worked his butt off. You know, it would be nice to see Kisner win it or Shroud.
Ann's reports will be all day long here on CBS Sports Radio beginning at 11:30 Eastern time, so you can just stay tuned to the network. You'll constantly be in the mix there. I know Kisner, all the Georgia Bulldog fans in my hometown of Atlanta, Georgia, are going to be rooting for Kisner to win, which is great. Is there a number, though, when you see seven leading going into day four? Is that sort of where you expected it to be? Because, as you say, the PGA Championship's always supposed to be pretty fair. You think of the U.S. Open as the one that they set up to be like almost like a clown show sometimes, how difficult they make it. I'm a little surprised by the seven. I thought the number would have been lower going into the final round, but the conditions obviously have played into that.
Oh, my gosh. This course, John, it has to be the hardest test of the year. I mean,
wow.
It is set up so difficult. You know, the pin placements are just in brutal locations, and the greens, the undulation of the greens, and they're so fast with the Bermuda grass, and it is tough. A lot of players are kind of saying it's too tough. When you think, about Rory McIlroy in 2015 shooting a 21 under par to win the Wells Fargo, and now it's, you know, Kisner's up there at 7 under, and I really don't know if they're going to go lower, you know, because I think it's going to be, it's, you know, the final round, it's going to be a very, very challenging setup. Guys are going to be nervous. I think, you know, the scores are going to get brutal. I mean, I just don't think you're going to see low scores today.
What do you think about the PGA Championship moving in 20? It'll be 18 or 19 that it moves to May?
2019.
Okay, so it moves to May. So what is your thought on that? To me, it makes total sense that they're doing this.
I like it moving to May, and it will first affect Bethpage, the PGA Championship in my neck of the woods on Long Island. And, you know, it's exciting that it becomes almost more important. You know, it's, you know, the second major on the calendar. It's not an afterthought in August. There's more people around. TV ratings will be better, I believe, in May.
Sure.
And but, you know, May, I have to say, in New York or anywhere in the Northeast or Midwest, you know, it can kind of be kind of dicey weather-wise. So I think they're going to go with locations more in the Southwest and South than they are in the North or Midwest.
Transitional month. I mean, it does change a lot. Now, I know here the Tour Championship, which ends up here at Eastlake in Atlanta, now they'll be taking that to late August. So they'll be getting that in before college football season begins. And this just makes total sense to me. Football, football has become so dominant. Try to put your sport on the biggest stage possible, you know, and get more eyeballs on it.
Absolutely. And then it's a tighter season, too, because – you know, it goes really from May, and the FedEx, they're thinking about the FedEx Cup, you know, ending before Labor Day, obviously, before
right.
football season. So, yeah, it's just from a schedule standpoint, I think the players are in favor of it.
Now, would you have had the hardest part of this course for Anne Liguori playing there? Would it be putting? Would that be the biggest issue? I'm looking at some of those greens, and they almost don't look fair.
Yeah, no, a lot of the players have been talking about how difficult the greens are. Yeah, the greens are brutal. The greens are brutal because of the undulation. You have to be below the hole. And then, you hear about the legendary Green Mile, 16,
yes.
17, and 18. Jason Day with a quadruple bogey there. Shroud bogeyed it. Fowler bogeyed it. Our leader, Kisner, bogeyed it. It's just, you know, there's a creek that runs up the fairway, and it's, you know, and it's surrounded by water and rough. And I mean, the Green Mile is brutal. People are just dropping strokes, you know, one after another. So
there's
I think the rough, the Bermuda rough is tough. And then the greens are brutal. So
something
a huge test here. I mean, a bigger test, as I said, than anything I've seen this year.
There's something about watching the greatest players in the world struggle, though, that does make me smile a little bit when I'm hacking it around. You know, it just makes me.
You know, two schools of thought on that. You know, a lot of people like to see birdies and yay, let's get as low
right.
as possible. But, you know, I like to see it, too. I like to see these guys. It brings out the best. I mean, here's Jason Day. He wins the PGA Championship in 2015. He's the runner-up last year. And did you see what he did on 18?
Oof.
I mean, he hits his tee shot, lands
behind
a green.
I think he just got off the hole.
He tries to hit a crazy shot. Excuse me. Duck hooks it around the tree and, you know, lands in some bushes. I'm choking here. Excuse
me. It's okay.
It's the humid air here. But, you know, he takes an 8.
Not many snowmen.
It's brutal.
Yeah,
with
it
that.
Is. It's the not many snowmen do you see on the course. Hopefully you're feeling a little better there. The humidity is killer right now. We've had so much rain. It's very humid. Hopefully no weather effects today. Ann's reports begin at 11:30 Eastern time this morning here on the network. Thank you, Ann. Always a great time catching up.
Always fun, John. Thanks so much.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.